This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. A body found in Kansas may be the remains of a missing college student and possible porn actress. 18-year-old Emily Sander was last seen on Friday leaving a bar with a man authorities are now searching for. Police found large amounts of blood in her motel room and soon discovered Sander appeared to have another life as the budding cyber porn star Zoe Zane. Interest rates could be on the way down. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told a group of business people in Charlotte, North Carolina, Thursday that the shakeup in the housing market is straining the economy. Bernanke warned about tighter credit conditions, which investors hope means he's thinking of a rate cut. Al-Qaeda's leader Osama bin Laden is calling for European countries to quit helping the U.S. in the war in Afghanistan, where he was based before and after 9/11. NPR's Ivan Watson has this report.
In what appears to be Osama bin Laden's fifth taped message this year, the Al-Qaeda leader addressed Europe. The Al Jazeera television network aired portions of the audio recording. Bin Laden accused European governments of blindly following the U.S. into Afghanistan. He said that women and children were the primary victims of the ongoing war between Taliban fighters and NATO and Afghan government troops. Bin Laden also claimed sole responsibility for the 9/11 terror attacks. Over the past 2 years, the NATO alliance has stepped up its troop presence in Afghanistan. On Thursday, two Danish soldiers were killed in a clash with Taliban fighters in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, adding to the growing number of Afghan, American, and European troops and civilians who've been killed and wounded in this conflict.
Pakistan's Pervez Musharraf is promising to end that country's emergency rule on December 16th. Musharraf stepped down as head of the army and took the oath of office as a civilian president Thursday. Parliamentary elections are scheduled for January 8th. Students at Stanford University may soon get to share a dorm room with someone of the opposite sex, but not necessarily for the obvious reason. The San Jose Mercury News reports that students want a place where everyone feels comfortable, so a gay man could live with a gay woman, for instance. Dorms at the California school have been co-ed since 1966. 30 other schools already allow co-ed rooms. Millions of football fans found they couldn't watch last night's big Cowboys-Packers game after the NFL Network, which carried it, failed to reach a deal with major cable companies. Word has it the complaining was especially loud in Texas, where the Dallas Cowboys beat the Green Bay Packers by a score of 37-27. That game left the Packers' Brett Favre with 10 days to patch up his ailing body and get back on the field. The quarterback separated his left shoulder. Ouch. Favre has made 249 consecutive starts, the longest streak by a quarterback. And former Representative Henry Hyde, a powerhouse Republican who led the charge to impeach President Clinton, has died. Hyde was 83. That's the news for now. Back to you, Luke and Allison.
This is NPR.
Thank you very much, Laura.